Central Avenue. Now, that's an ugly building. And an eyesore, and among other things, it's going to create parking problems and traffic jams. And for crying out loud, haven't we got enough smog already?
Ah, oh, did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And now for some music.
Oh, Lamont, don't you care about what's happening in your community?
Of course I care what's happening in the community. More specifically, the block. Narrowing it down, this house. Pinpointing it, this sofa. I'm hitting it on the head, this cushion.
Lamont, that doctor is right here in this neighborhood. As a matter of fact, it's right down the street on this very block.
Yeah, I know all about that factory, Denise, and that's terrific and everything. But see, like, there's a time and a place for everything. And this is the time and the place.
Oh, Lamont, you're a shallow, uninvolved person.
I'm not. Look, if I wanted to, I could call that station and tell them a few things if I wanted to.
Well, so? Go right ahead. Go on. Tell them right now.
Oh, there's no way in the world you're going to get me to call up that radio station and talk to them people and make a fool out of myself. Ain't no way you're going to get me to do that.
I would only give myself totally to a man that gets involved, really involved.
What's the number of that station?
555-3211.
You want involvement? I'll give you involvement. Some involvement. Hello, is this the talkback show? Well, this is Evolve Sanford calling. Am I on the air? Good. Well, I just want to say, I want to make a comment about that guy that called about the factory. Now, that factory might be an ugly building and an eyesore and everything, but it takes millions of people off unemployment and welfare and gives them steady jobs. In fact, I would do all that I could to encourage more trade in the area. To make jobs available for people that want to work and give them steady employment and pride and dignity so they can hold their heads up high. It's one thing to have trouble breathing, and it's another thing to have trouble eating. That's all I want to say. Thank you very much. Hey, Pop, what are you doing here? I thought you and Gray went to the drive-in movie.
We did, son, but see, after the movie, they were going to raffle off a turkey.
So?
So a lady left early and backed over him.
Yeah, it was terrible. They even took him to the vet, but it was too late. The poor thing was DOA.
That's drumstick on a rifle.
Hey, it's getting pretty late, you know?
Well, you haven't introduced us to your lady friend.
Denise, this is my father, Fred Sanford, and his friend, Grady.
How do you do?
Hi.
Hello, darling.
Yeah, it is getting late, though. Fred, I see you. Lamar, take it. Oh, and it's nice meeting you, Dennis.
Denise!
Yeah, Denise. Denise de Menis.
Denise, can I get you something?
Oh, no, thank you.
Well, would you excuse us for a minute?
Sure.
Can I see you in the kitchen, Father? Excuse us. I just want to have a little involvement with my dad.
Hey, man, what's the matter with you?
Listen, son, I know everything that's going on here, and that's your business.
Oh, I was hoping you'd understand.
I mean, if you want to stay down here with that girl, that's your business.
Thank you.
I mean, if you want to be hugging and kissing her all night, that's your business.
I appreciate it.
But when she smacks your face and the police come here and arrest me for harboring a sex maniac, then that's my business. So you get her the hell out of here.
Hey, man, I'm not good.
Would you knock off the whistling that's bothering me? Will you stop it?
I can't, son. It's a theme song from the movie I saw last night. See, it was a science fiction western. It was called Blazing Werewolves. See, it's all about this werewolf that hid his six-shooter up under a wide flea collar.
Hey, Mr. Sanford. Hey, Lamont, listen,
hey,
I only
Jim.
Got a second.
Yeah, your time is up.
Would you dig yourself, Pop?
Listen, as Confucius once said, if you don't want to order knuckles in your face and get your poke and noodles out of my place.
Hey, man, ignore him.
Ignore who? Listen, man, I gotta tell you, I listened to you last night, and it sounded fantastic.
I thought I told you to get that girl out of here.
That's not what he's talking about, Pop. See, I call up the talkback show, and I said a few things, that's all.
That's all? Listen, I'm telling you, it was terrific, man. The whole neighborhood is talking about it.
What'd you say?
Well, I just, you know...
Oh, he was, like, angry. Talked about old people. And unemployment and ugly buildings.
Listen, son, if you don't like it, then why didn't you tell me?
I just wish everybody would leave me alone, man. I've got some work to do around here.
I get this, son. Don't worry about it. I'll make them leave you alone. Don't you worry about a thing.
You're Lamont Sanford.
Yes, I am. Who are
and
you?
You're perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Hey, wait a minute. I know you. I saw you on television at the last election on the mayor's platform.
Correct. Will you hold this on me, please? James Montgomery Cambridge, mover of men, past holder of public office, servant to the people. And who are you?
Fred G. Sanford, mover of junk. President holder of this stinking cigar, servant of this stomach.
So why don't you have a seat there, Mr. Cambridge?
All right, thank you.
So you're the district committee chairman, aren't you?
Correct. And we've learned that the radio station reported public opinion to your call at 90% positive. And all morning long, my office has been having phone calls, telegrams. It's incredible.
Well, that's nice and everything, but it's, you know...
Nice? What do you think of that, Mr. Sanford, huh?
This. Now, shove it up your nose.
Lamont, I'll get to the point. You are the perfect candidate to run for the office of state assemblyman in this district.
Assemblyman? Right. Me? Hey, man, I didn't even graduate from high school.
Oh, Lamont, that doesn't matter. You're down to earth. Young. You're a breath of fresh air.
Maybe you should run for deodorant.
Look, I appreciate all the nice flowery speeches you're making, Mr. Cambridge, but I'm just not interested.
Now, Lamont, I beg you to reconsider. Your state is calling you.
No, man, definitely not.
Oh, well, all right. I guess I'll just have to cancel your fundraising dinner.
Fundraising? Fundraising? Listen, son, your state is calling you. Now, hurry up and answer before they hang up.
Lamont, by the way, just in passing, an assemblyman does earn about $20,000 a year.
My son, serving his country with honesty and youth, and serving his voters with integrity and pride, and serving his father with a new truck and a color TV. Come right in. Welcome to the Black Caucus.
Hey, everybody. Say, Lamont, you mind signing these postcards? I promised the fellas down at the barbershop that I'd get your autograph.
Do you have that, Lamont? Well, every one of those autographs represent a vote.
And a dime.
You charging a dime for Lamont's autograph?
No, Fred, that's what they offered. The dime was their idea.
But that's magnificent.
I wanted a dollar.
Say, look, wait a minute. Now, this whole thing is getting all out of hand. Me being assemblyman and signing autographs.
You running for the assembly? Hey, that's terrific, Lamont. You can make a fortune.
You can make a fortune, plus you get $20,000 a year salary.
Hey, Papa, just stop it. Just stop it. Mr. Cambridge, the point is I'm just not qualified for the job.
Qualified? What do you mean qualified? The man is talking about politics, not brain surgery.
In one of my connections at the Department of Motor Vehicles, I took the liberty of having your driver's license photo put onto this poster.
Hey, Lamont, look at that.
Well, it's just a picture.
Lamont, if you decide to run, we'll put them up all over. Why, every person in this district will have your face embedded in their memories.
Well, it is a nice likeness.
A very good likeness. Now, why don't you reconsider it, huh? Come on.
Come on, Lamont. I mean,
son.
Good for this district.
All right, I'll do it.
So you have decided to answer the call, huh, son?
Yep.
Mr. Cambridge, my son is going to take the call. Would you kindly deposit $20,000, please? Hey, son, it sure is good to have you home. You haven't been home for dinner in weeks.
Uh-huh.
Sure has been lonesome around here.
Yeah.
You know, I fixed your favorite dinner tonight. Celebrate. You got steak and onion ring and French fried potatoes. You love all that. Yeah, the French fries. And I got pig feet. And chicken eyes. And the favorite stuff you like here, peach cobbler and grits. And grate his knees and bend his fleas. Here you are, son, right there. Gee, you finished already, huh? I guess you were so busy writing you didn't realize that you had two helpings.
I'm sorry, Pop. Listen, when we move to Sacramento, I'm going to get you a cook to make it easy on you.
Move? Where move?
Well, if I become assemblyman, we'll have to move to Sacramento, Pop, because the state legislature's in the capital.
Move? I ain't moving nowhere. I like it here.
All right, then you can fly up and see me every now and then.
Fly up? You mean you'd leave me here? Fly up. You like to fly up? I'll fly you up. I'll fly you up on Knuckle Airlines. And I'll fly you up first class.
Oh, wow. Look at the time. I got to get out of here.
You mean you're going somewhere again? Listen, son, you don't never stay home like you used to. Why don't you stay home sometimes so we can talk like we used to sit on the couch and watch television stuff? We can stay home tonight and watch a good horror story. It's one of those for monster pictures on tonight. Your favorite. It's called Teenage Frankenstein Meets the Acne Doctor.
Hey, Pop,
look, man, I got that debate tonight on television with Harriet Radner. How could you forget that?
Well, if you can get your father, I can forget a television debate.
Oh, man. Hey, look, I'm sorry. Look, I know we haven't been spending any time together, but look, I promise you, Pop, as soon as all of this is over, we'll spend a lot of time together, okay? Hey, I got a good idea. Why don't you come down to the television station and watch me?
No, that's all right. You go ahead. I'll just stay home, and I wait in case somebody calls, you know, taking a poll to find out who's the lonesomest old man in town.
Well, I gotta be running off, Pop. Take care now.
Ain't going nowhere in Louis, Sacramento. Shut up. Come on in.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Grady.
But listen, Fred.
Grady, I don't know what to do. I'm gonna miss Lamont so much.
Yeah, but listen, Fred.
When he move up to Sacramento, I'll be in his house all by myself.
Yeah, but listen, Fred.
I feel so low.
Listen, Fred.
And despondent.
Fred.
I mean, geez, I'm just depressed.
Well, listen, Fred. The swinging Sandler sisters are on their way over here.
I ain't never felt this good. What? Sandler sisters coming over?
Yeah, yeah.
When they coming over?
Well, in a minute now.
Well, let's get together, get some party stuff together.
When I got the party stuff, I went out and got some potato chips and a bag of pretzels and a whole bottle of silver satin. And I even got us some cigars so that we can offer the ladies our tipperillos.
What we'll do, we'll sit down and pour us a little drink. So when they get here, we be looking cool.
Yeah, and suave.
Yeah, and suave.
Yes, suave.
There they are.
Our little pigeons.
Right on time. Two little pretty pigeons.
Coming.
Coming, pretty pigeons. Welcome, my two young pigeons. Hey, Grady, it must be magic. Our two pretty pigeons turned into ugly buzzards.
Just as I come, drinking, smoking, and wallowing in a snake pit of evil.
Listen, Cobra Face. What are you doing here anyway? That's all right. Don't tell me. I know. You came here to tell me and Grady that you came in first at the King Kong lookalike contest.
In my official capacity to tell you that Lamont has made me chairman of his committee on morality and virtue.
Hey.
Shut up, Grady. Your son, as a politician, cannot afford to associate with an evil-doing father and his heathenish friends. So from now on, in this house, there will be no more drinking and no smoking. Praise the Lord.
And pass the ammunition.
You go ahead on and break that, honey, because you won't be needing that no more. Because I just saw the Sattler sisters and sent them away.
No, you didn't.
You did what?
You heard me.
Oh, no.
Now, hear this. Repent! Listen to the Lord. Let me put some salvation in your ear.
You're right, Esther. I've been wrong. I listened to you, and I'm gonna make a deal with you.
It's about time.
I'm gonna let you put some salvation in my ear. Then I'm gonna put some lead in yours.
Dollar funded. Low-cost housing deteriorates in a few years, and we have yet another ghetto.
Thank you and thank you. In reply to my honorable and distinguished opponent, All I will say about the housing problem is that it is a problem.
Wow.
But I assure you that myself and my staff will look into the subject with all the diligence at our command. Thank you.
Now that the two candidates have had a chance to meet each other face to face, we'll take a 1 minute break and then come back for the debate.
Hey, Freddie, Lamar's doing great. He's gonna win by a landslide.
Yeah, and I'll be under it. Hey, Lamar don't care about me no more.
Oh, come on, Fred.
I mean, he moved to Sacramento and leave me in that house all by myself.
Oh, then don't say that.
Then well, I'm gonna leave.
No,
sir,
don't.
Sir, excuse me, sir. I couldn't help overhearing. Did you have something to say?
Something to say? What's something to say?
Well, yes, sir. You were standing here, and I thought you might have a question or something to say to one of the candidates. You see, we're newsmen, and we'd like to hear something that's newsworthy.
Oh, you're a newsman.
That's right, sir.
Yeah, I got something to say to the candidate. This I have something to say to the honorable and distinguished dummy here.
You got right ahead, sir.
My son, but that's him.
Yes, sir.
Son, come on home, will you? If you come on home, I swear, I'll stop drinking and give up smoking and won't fool around with no nice girls. And you want to have a girl downstairs on the couch every night? I don't care. It's you, because you're younger than I am. Hey, come on back, son. I'm not kidding you. Just be careful when you're down there and don't make me no grandfather before my time. I know I asked you to be a assemblyman for the money, but I don't want you to be a assemblyman for the money. Come home, you make a better jump man.
Sir, are you related to Mr. Sanford?
Damn right I'm related to him. I'm his long lost father.
Yes, sir.
Come on home, sir.
Sir, excuse me. You do realize that we're on television. We're on television, sir.
We on television now?
Yes, sir. That camera right there.
Everything we say was on television?
Yes, sir, everything.
And it's live now.
Right there, sir.
Hey, y'all, excuse me a minute.
Yes,
sir. Can you back up a little bit?
Yes, sir.
If I didn't care.
Moving words. Handsome.
If I didn't care. Would I be?
Where you going?
Somewhere. Anywhere. It don't make no difference. You don't care.
Oh, come on, Pop.
That's right. You don't care. You moving to Sacramento, and ain't nothing here for me. I might as well just walk outside that door and fade on into the sunset.
Pop, the sun went down 6 hours ago.
You don't care.
Look, I do care, man. I've withdrawn my candidacy. I've quit.
Yeah, you quit because I embarrassed you.
Yes, you embarrassed me, but look, I finally realized that I wasn't qualified, man. What do people mean to somebody that knows what's going on in the community? And that person is Harriet Radner. I think she'll make a fine assemblywoman, and it's not your fault.
It is my fault, too. It's all my fault. I feel like just walking down the street and just alone contemplating where I failed you.
Oh, come on.
I think I'll stop by Sanctified City and pull my soul out to Reverend Spike.
Well, if you think it'll make you feel better.
It'll make me feel better, son.
Hey, Fred, will you please come on? Our pretty little pigeons are waiting out here in the truck.
It'll really make me feel better, son. Really.